Welcome to Infinite Love Podcast. Today, I want to talk about heartbreak. I don't know what it is about love, but it definitely takes a hold of you in the most magical way. So when you experience heartbreak, it's definitely not something you ever wish to experience again. It's not something you ever desire to feel again. It sucks. It simply sucks. There's no easy way about it. There's no easy way to just deal with it. Sure, you can shut it all off, move on with your life, pretend like everything's okay. But I don't work that way. I never have, never will. Because when I feel love, and when I know in my soul, it's not just some simple thing that I can set aside and ignore or mask, which is why I'm talking about heartbreak. Because heartbreak never goes away. It gets lighter, it gets easier, but there's something that just simply stays within your heart, and if you're lucky, within your soul. I know for me, it was dark, it was painful, it was laying in bed for days, sometimes it felt like weeks, crying, not hungry, trying to shut your mind off, just for a simple minute, just so you can feel at peace again. Trying to just roll over and fall asleep, but you can't because your mind is racing, your heart is aching, and you're sad, you're grieving, and you sit in this depression, hopefully not for long, until one day you're ready, until one day something inside you says, keep moving forward. And so you do. But you don't know where to begin. You don't know which direction to go because trying to heal heartache on top of trying to understand and heal within your own self and realizing the lack of self-love and self-worth that you have, it's a lot to tackle all at once. So you simply have to set aside your pain with heartache. For me, that's what I had to do. I had to keep moving forward. And not that it just disappeared or vanished out of sight, out of mind, because I'd be lying. There wasn't a day that went by that I didn't feel the pain or that a memory didn't pop up or that one minute I'd be smiling over a memory and the next minute I'd be crying deep within because it hurt. The grief, the loss, it's real. You know it's real when you have to walk away and let go in order to heal and grow for yourself. And that's why I say heartache sucks. Because as time passes and you're doing the healing and growing within, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you experience a heartache because now you get to relive it. You have to relive it in order to heal it. And in order to heal it, you have to feel it. But this time it's different because this time you're seeing it for what it truly was, not for what you wanted it to be. You see the lies. You see the red flags. You see the moments where you silenced yourself because you feared more of losing them and what that would feel like, even though now it's already there. They're already gone. Then you feel the anger, the feeling that you dread the most because you're not an angry person. You're not hateful. You're not resentful. But you know you have to feel it. You don't have to keep it, but you definitely have to feel it. You have to allow yourself to feel angry, angry with them. Angry at yourself, angry at life. And then once you finally release that anger, you let it go because you know it doesn't serve your highest good, nor does it feel good. So why hold on to it? What's done is done, so you can't change the past. But right here in the moment, as you're healing and you're feeling it all, you're allowing yourself to change your future by living in the present, by feeling it all in the present moment. Allowing yourself to acknowledge that you did what you could in those moments. You understand now why you were afraid, why you were afraid of pain, of feeling pain, of feeling loss. You realize that their journey is so separate from your own and that free will is always at play and that how you felt was real and will always be real, always and forever. And you're okay now. You accept that. You accept that part of you. You forgive yourself. You forgive them. You come to a place where you just trust in timing. And timing just wasn't for us. And that no matter what, you're grateful in the end for me. Once I grieved, once I felt the anger, once I acknowledged everything I needed to acknowledge and focus more on my accountability for my journey and let go of their journey and their accountability, I held more space for them. I held more love for them. And it's crazy beautiful how much love you can hold for a person. I was able to alchemize the darkness into love, into light. And that is a gift. I'm grateful and thankful and blessed for our paths to have crossed. In part, the heartbreak was a catalyst to my own awakening, to finding my way back to me, to falling in love with myself for the very first time, to embracing life with a full heart, with an open mind, with a loving soul. So heartbreak changed for me. Heartbreak blessed me in a way, because I went in and did the work. And like I said, heartbreak lasts forever, unfortunately. But I don't look at it as unfortunate. I look at it from a different perspective now. I look at heartbreak as a gift, a beautiful lesson that turns into beautiful gifts within. Because now I look at this person with all of my heart and all of my soul. And I love her unconditionally. And I always will infinitely. Because I love myself just as much. And that right there is my transformation, is how I alchemized the pain of a heartache and transformed it into unconditional love. It always seems to amaze me what a self-healing journey can truly do for a soul. And I know if I would have recorded something like this a year ago, year and a half ago, you would have got a more raw, angry, bitter, confused, frustrated person, because that's where I still was. But the people who were around me, who saw the changes, the transformations, who held me when I was at my lowest of lows, they know. And I know sometimes we look for that raw emotion, the darker side, but it's just not where I'm at. So it makes it a little bit harder to vent out those frustrations because they're no longer there. And now I sit here in such a beautiful space with love. And again, healing is forever, whether that's self-healing, whether that's from a heartbreak. It just feels different as you go through the experiences. You can have months of greatness and then moments where you feel their energy, where you feel their energy so intensely and it pulls you, but you trust. You release, you let go, and you trust. I never know what universe is going to throw at me. I'm not afraid anymore. I've allowed myself to simply trust and surrender and enjoy the journey for what it is, for what I'm learning, for what I'm experiencing and feeling every single day of my life. And if our paths ever cross again, great, I would love it. But I don't hold on to expectations. And I don't hold on to those moments. I live my life for me, because in the end, I had to choose me. I had to love me. I had to value me and see my worth. I think the hardest part of a heartache journey is not knowing when it all is going to hit you. And it wasn't like I woke up every day like, I'm ready. I was so busy digging deep within myself, doing the self-healing work, that I came to a very good place, a very peaceful, tranquil place. Almost too peaceful, if I'm being honest. And my world was feeling a little chaotic. And it had nothing to do with the work I was doing within. But just out of nowhere, it's as if I felt this painful energy surge through me. And I felt my heart shatter in a way that I knew what that feeling was. The heartache, that heartbreak. It's where your heart and your soul shatters into pieces. And you have flashbacks of the moments you broke down to your knees, fell to the ground, crying, wishing for those days to just fly by because they're so painful. And when I felt that, or when I actually relived it all over again out of nowhere, it was so unsettling because it wasn't the place or the time to be having this moment. And I had to figure out balance and control while allowing myself to feel all this silently. Because I remember in that moment I was around all these other people that it wasn't where I wanted to be right then and there. I do remember that. And I was thinking to myself, oh my God, here now, really? So I figured out how to balance myself. I pulled myself together. One of my coworkers was like, "You okay?" And tears, I mean, crocodile tears just poured out of my eyes. And as I'm saying, I'm okay, but internally knowing and processing where this is all coming from, but not really able to express it to them. But as I'm speaking, you know, those moments where you're talking and you can hear your voice crack and then game over. Once your voice cracks, you know. And I just was trying to get myself together just enough to be like, okay, I'm gonna need time to myself here. And I couldn't. No matter how hard I tried, I can kind of giggle now because I can only imagine what it felt like for them to experience that. Because here I am, like, just having this breakdown of emotion out of nowhere. Everything was all giggles and laughter right up until then. And it's as if I could feel all this energy intertwining. And finally, when I got myself together, I sat with it. I went to bed that night, processing it, allowing it to happen. But I was a little bit better, not realizing that that wasn't it. There was more to come. And sure enough, as the days and weeks followed, all these emotions, all these conditioned thoughts that I had been working on, just not so much with the heartache part, flooded back. Every memory, piece by piece. So there I went, down the rabbit hole of healing this broken heart, of allowing myself to sit with every single feeling that was once suppressed or manipulated to be suppressed because they were afraid I would hate them. They were afraid that I would hate them so much. And by presenting this to me, I held on to that because I didn't ever want to break them, even though my heart got broken. So by suppressing those emotions of hate and anger for so long, I had to feel them. And once I did, I realized that I don't align with those feelings. I knew I wouldn't, but I had to feel them in order to heal, in order to move forward. And it wasn't pretty. I didn't like it. But I'm grateful that I did allow myself to feel everything. It was exhausting. And amongst sitting through all those emotions, while still doing this self-healing journey, while now becoming more creative with my passions, exploring new passions, I felt like I was juggling so much. And up until then, before this experience of reliving all the pain, all the darkness, like I said, I felt a little balanced. I felt tranquil. Even though my world around me was a little chaotic, within I felt very at peace. And I know that's because I was doing the work. Maybe the universe knew I was ready. My heart and soul knew it was ready. It was time. It was time to allow myself to truly feel everything and heal. And I chose to do it. I knew I had the strength to do it. I knew I wanted to. I knew no matter what, I didn't want to feel the negative emotions. I'd rather feel the positive, the beautiful, to see the beauty and the light beyond the darkness, because that's just who I am. And I'll never apologize for who I am or what I desire in life. I'll never sacrifice pieces of me. I know exactly who I am now. I know exactly what it is that I'm aligned to, what it is that sets my soul on fire. And by doing all this work, it's amazing the newness, removing what no longer serves me, whether that's things, people, places, whatever I don't align to, I've simply just let go and remove with gratitude, with love. But I desire new. I desire happiness, to see the world, to be independent, to take all those risks I never took before because of fear, to take steps in any direction. And if it's not the right direction, it's no longer rejection. It's just protection. And I love it. And I respect it. And I align to that. I just let go, release, surrender, and trust. And I turn the darkness into light and utilize these lessons for my own well-being, for myself. You see, I could live this old world, this old pattern, and repeat these old cycles, and hold on to that darkness, or I could break these patterns, break these generational curses, help heal the wounds I carried for so long, and live in this state of positivity because I align with that. Because it brings me joy and it brings me blessings every single day, no matter what it is I'm experiencing. As long as I stay true to myself and allow myself to feel the things I need to feel when they come and no longer shove them down. But remember this, I also listen to my intuition and I use discernment. And if I know that I am not in a place where I can do any type of work, I don't. I won't force or rush any process because my well-being, my self-care, my self-love matters. And I know that I have moments later or I have the next day or the next week or the next month. I know divine timing always plays and I trust it. And I think this has allowed me to embrace with an open heart and an open mind and an open soul of the self-healing journey by trusting in divine timing, trusting when things are supposed to happen and when things aren't, listening to the lessons within, learning from them of what it is I need to work on, reliving certain feelings because those wounds are still there, whether they're there to work on, heal from, or whether they're there to remind me of who I once was and who I am now. You see, always finding a way to turn that darkness into beautiful, beautiful light. And that's what heartbreak taught me. That's what this entire self-healing journey has taught me. It's taught me to see with love, to feel with love, to be love. And I will never apologize for who I am or how I love. Just like my past, and just with heartache, I have no regrets. I don't sit and wish I could turn back time and change anything because it simply got us all here today to where we're at. So no regrets. I choose to just hold on to the beautiful memories. I choose to live each day with more love than yesterday because that's my infinite love.